Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, presented by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty, where their advanced pay by TJ option can save you thousands when selling your home. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Wednesday morning. We'll have Vanderbilt head coach Clark Lee coming up at 7:30 to look ahead to Vanderbilt and Florida this weekend. Paul Kuharski from PaulKuharski.com in studio for the entire 8 o'clock hour. So looking forward to that. We'll talk all things Tennessee Titans with him. Speaking of the Titans, Joe, I'm looking around. Right now I'm on bookies.com. They've got all sorts of odds, right?
Yep.
Odds on all sorts of different things in the NFL world. And I'm looking at the quarterbacks most likely to be benched, the first quarterback to be benched in 2023. And there are a few names that could come to mind when you think about that. Number one on the list at plus 200 odds, Ryan Tannehill, quarterback of the Tennessee Titans, followed by Desmond Ridder of the Falcons. You got Ridder, Wilson, Justin Fields, Mac Jones, Kenny Pickett, all behind Ryan Tannehill in these odds on bookies.com. The rest of the field at plus 1,000 odds after that. But Ryan Tannehill, the favorite, according to bookies.com, to be the first quarterback benched this season.
And this came out Tuesday,
yeah,
after he played really well and got him to 2-2. And I guess I would have thought would end that talk. Even last week, after the Browns debacle, like we say every week, you know, I mean, if they're out of the playoffs, if they're toast, then, you know, it's probably time to look at a young guy.
Yeah.
Until then, no, what? No, what? So do you understand these percentages in the parentheses on this, Robbie?
Are you talking about like where it says 33.3%?
Yeah.
It's implied probability.
Okay. Thank you. Is that somewhere there and I just didn't read it?
Yeah, I'm on the actual website.
Okay. So the implied probability. So in other words, so Tannehill, not only is he the favorite to be benched, the first quarterback benched, plus 200, the implied probability is, so it all adds up to 100%. So
right.
The field is 9%, Pickett's 9%, et cetera, et cetera. Tannehill, 33.3%.
He's a third of the percentage.
He's a third of it that he's going to be. And it's just like, you know, like Vegas knows. Do they? That's idiotic. I mean, Desmond Ridder absolutely should be the favorite. At least he's in the right, like, you know, at least he's number two.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to go the rest of this list. You know, Zach Wilson, I mean, only if they get another quarterback.
Right.
I mean, really, there's not a great list anyway. Like, who's Justin Fields going to get benched for? Who the heck is their backup?
Mac Jones is one I would watch.
Mac Jones is worth talking about. Pickett? Is Pickett worth talking about? I mean, I think that's a long way. I mean, they've tied their future to him, right?
Yeah.
So you're already struggling to, like, make a list. Maybe there's somebody who should be on this list that isn't.
Josh Dobbs? Are they just going to ride the whole way with him?
Yeah. Who's the backup there?
I don't know. Well, like, I guess I would have to, how are we defining this? Because,
well, it's just, yeah, like, most likely to be,
because, like, if Kyler Murray comes back, is that Josh Dobbs getting benched, or is that Kyler Murray getting his job back?
But I think that would be, yeah. I mean, right now he's a starting quarterback, so he could be on this list. But, again, yeah, it's just it's just amazing that Tannehill is, again, this is before. So that makes a little more sense. But this is before the game. Listening to ESPN radio, I think it was either Saturday or Sunday. I think it was Sunday morning, driving from Knoxville over to Nissan Stadium. And it was like a pregame show. And I was like, I mean, how long is Ryan Tannehill going to be the quarterback? Like, this has got to be imminent, right? Like, they're going to bench him. And I get it. Like, they drafted Levis, so you see in the AFC South, you see these other guys playing. So I kind of understand
from the outside. Yeah,
yeah. The idea of draft someone prominently, why wouldn't you look at it? But again, this Titans team, like it or not, and some Titans fans don't, but this Titans team is they are going with their proven people to try to win this year. And I think at this point, can we all accept that?
I mean, you would think. I mean, somebody on the text line pointed out, like, wasn't Mac Jones benched during the game last week? They took him out. I mean, he fumbled, had a pick six in the game as well.
That was like, they're getting killed. Don't get him hurt right. Benching, but
I think.
Although he was turning over left and right, but that's how I took it.
But to me, he's
– it's what Zach Taylor should have done with Joe Burrow early in the fourth quarter and here, by the way.
But to that point, like, Mac Jones right now, in my opinion, is way more likely to be benched than Ryan Tannehill is as we sit here today. Like, yeah. Way more likely.
I mean, first of all,
Tannehill's not getting benched.
Tannehill's not getting benched. I mean, look, if Tannehill would have continued his week one performance
then sure.
after a few weeks, then okay. But even then, it's like you better also have a bad record.
Right.
So it's just, I don't know. We can go back to, it's like last week. It's like, well, maybe all these national outlets are ripping the Titans, thought they're bad. We're over here saying, what are you guys talking about? And now this week it's back to, yep, they were wrong. But either way, the Tannehill stuff is just strange to me because it should be obvious what they're doing.
It should be. Now, here's what the people at bookies.com kind of list for their reasoning here. Says, the Titans have flirted with going with somebody other than Tannehill at quarterback for more than a season now. He's played just well enough to keep his job. That trend has seemingly continued in 2023. Tannehill tanked in week one. We know all that. We're 4 weeks into the season, and Titans are a respectable 2-2 coming off a 27-3 blowout of the Bengals. That's not when quarterbacks get benched. But so far, Tannehill ranks 32nd out of 33 qualifying quarterbacks in QBR rating. Only Panthers rookie Bryce Young ranks worse. And then it talks about it being in the final year of the contract and Malik Willis and Will Levis being drafted. So there you go. There's a reason.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that QBR was that low. That's interesting. I don't think
when you're as bad as you are in week one and then
week
whatever
three.
Happened in week three, yeah. I mean, it's going to be pretty bad.
Yeah. In week three, those stats still go to your name. So, yeah, some of that makes sense. But, like, Desmond Ridder, there's an active, constant discussion right now in Atlanta about, third-round pick.
He's not very good.
Kind of looking like a third-round pick. It just isn't a starter, right?
Yeah.
And also, you got a coach there who, has to figure it out, I think, to some extent. I don't think Arthur Smith should be, on the hot seat, given what he inherited and all that has gone on, but he might be.
Could be. Who's their backup? Heinicke?
Yes.
I mean,
He's not bad.
Ritter.
I'd probably go there.
Ritter, Heinicke, good old Logan Woodside is the third QB down there in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Still hanging on at Logan Woodside.
I mean, truly, Arthur Smith was probably, he had the London game. He was probably watching Titans Bengals and like, lose, and hoping he can get Tannehill, Titans get to about 1-5.
Yeah.
Go get Tannehill, save your job.
Josh,
probably not going to happen.
Josh from Murfreesboro on the text line says, everyone scoffed at Tannenbaum when he said Mariota would get benched for Tannehill. I'm not saying it's smart or will happen, just saying it's happened before where no one thought it would happen, and it changes quickly in this league. And I hear what Josh is saying there. The situation is completely different. I mean, right. There's
Tannehill was a guy who had had 4,000-yard, several 4,000-yard seasons in Miami.
Right. There's no Tannehill sitting behind Ryan Tannehill right now at the moment.
Also, I don't remember it the way Josh remembers it. It was Tannenbaum. I mean, the scoffing that year was in camp. And it was Diana Russini, and there was someone from Denver who had a report, too, that Kaharski like yelled at in the press box at Denver. That was great.
Hey, it's John Robinson right here. What, is that your source? Why don't you talk to him?
It was a fantastic scene. But the point is that the scoffing was that in camp, every single – number one rep went to Mariota, and none went to Tannehill. And it was like, yeah, of course, Mariota's a starter. Like, what are you talking about? There was no scoffing a few weeks into that season about the idea that at some point the switch could happen. And obviously by the time that Denver game I just mentioned was over, we knew it was a tough decision. Like, it was a decision for Vrabel. So, anyway.
Ben,
it's a very different situation. You have rookie. you know, you got two. Well, you got a rookie and a second-year guy. But, again, you're punting on the season when you do that.
Ben on the text line says, benching Tannehill is the only thing that entices outsiders to want to discuss the Titans.
That's could be that. There's something to that. Derrick Henry.
Yeah, that too. John from Nashville. We're tied for first in the division with a division game ahead. I'm not understanding the sentiment. This is from John from Nashville on the text line. Look, Tannehill is the only reason that he would be benched this year. The only scenario that happens is when you're really late in the year and they're out of it, right? Like you got 2 weeks left and the Titans are eliminated from the playoffs. Maybe you want to see what you got in a Willis or a Levis. Like that's the scenario.
Yeah. Or Tannehill is terrible and you need a spark and it's him.
Right.
He's the problem, which again, I would say week one was true. He's the problem for several weeks and you're trying to hold on. It's like, okay, you got to switch something up. There's a text on here that's just hilarious.
Yeah, we're going to get to that coming up next. 615-737-1025, our phone number. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Tune in to 1025-1063, The Game this Saturday for Vanderbilt football. Commodores kicking off at 3 o'clock on the road against Florida with pregame beginning at 1:30. Coverage also available on the 1025 The Game app and at thegamenashville.com. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road live from our 1025 The Game studio, brought to you by Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Taking your thoughts on the Titans, we are scheduled to be joined by Clark Lee coming up at 7:30. So looking forward to that. Joe, a text on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Says, y'all defend Tannehill so often, yet they've drafted quarterbacks twice in the last 3 years. He has stats comparable to a low to middle grade NFL starter, and he does not exude the leadership / personality that gives you confidence. What do you see in a guy you have to defend every week? This is from an unnamed texter on the text line.
What do you watch? So first of all, you're right. They've drafted the quarterbacks twice the last 3 years, two different GMs. Also, the head coach keeps playing Tannehill. So also, anybody who watched camp saw a pretty sizable gap between Tannehill and those two guys. That's reality. That is absolutely the truth. The Titans are playing Tannehill because he's by far the best quarterback on the roster right now. Stats haven't been great when Tannehill, when this team was, quote, great around him. Tannehill did have great stats. He had Pro Bowl stats. That was 3 years ago. It's gone the wrong way around him since then. But, look, this is where I pause and say, yeah, we've said a million times. This is like the Jared thing, saying we're like sacred cowism with Vrabel. If you say anything good about someone, oops, snip that, and let's forget all the other conversation that is criticizing him. No one's saying Tannehill's great. He's not great. He's not a top-tier quarterback. He's a good quarterback. Very good quarterback. He's a good quarterback.
He's a good quarterback. He's okay. Better than Levis and Willis. That's the point. That's right. Why he's playing.
And as far as the does not exude the leadership / personality, that's ridiculous. I think Tannehill, his toughness, like Vrabel played with Tom Brady. Vrabel is pretty big on the intangibles and the leadership and the selflessness and all the things that help you in football and in a lot of areas of life. He loves Tannehill because he does have that leadership, that personality. The only beef I have with Tannehill on that front in his entire career here, because I think he's been excellent. He's been a better leader than Mariota. He's been a excellent quarterback leader. The only beef I have is after the Bengals game when he didn't really take responsibility and then he didn't come out on move-out day to talk, and A.J. Brown had to answer questions about Tannehill's performance. Other than that, and I guess people got mad about the stupid little ad he did or whatever.
Oh, yeah, the Celsius.
Yeah, Celsius ad, whatever. Or
what's he doing on the boat?
Or, you know, the mentor thing, and people flip out. Look, since then, people have been quick to jump all over him on things. He's been excellent from the intangible standpoint. Excellent.
My favorite.
That's reality, too. What's that?
My favorite was the mentor part of it.
Yeah.
I think we should talk about it more.
That was great. Oh, thanks, Zach. It was Benjamin Albright. Benjamin Albright.
PK.
Oh, he comes
up. Lambasted in the press conference.
We're sitting there watching the worst NFL offense I've ever seen that day. Lose 16-0. Yeah, Carson's seriously like, oh, Benjamin, hey, this is John Robinson. This is an actual source. If you talk to him, he might tell you something. Then Benjamin Albright just like kind of toddled back over to like his side of the press box. It was great. And Robinson just sitting there like,
Already.
What is happening right now? Why are you yelling and pointing at me?
Just beautiful. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in LD in McMinnville. LD, good morning, brother. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, good morning, guys. Man, what a beautiful morning out here. Just wanted to chime in on the Tannehill discussion, and this is coming from strictly a fan perspective, so maybe I'm off base, but it feels like no matter where you listen or to whom you listen to or where you read, that it's been fed to us, right, as fans, that this team or a team will not win a championship with Tannehill. So I think a lot of fans are like, what is there to gain, right? You're going to go to a playoff game, you're going to lose. If you went with Willis or Levis, preferably Levis, you're going to end up with the losing record, but you're going to get a better draft choice. I think that always goes back to what fans are thinking. That's my perspective. I'll hear you guys discuss that. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the call, LD.
So
look, I get it.
I wish he didn't hang up, because I'd like – so that's his perspective. So, wait, is he saying he'd prefer Levis and lose and get a better draft pick?
I don't know.
He's just saying that's how he views it.
I think he's just saying that's how he views it, okay. Like what the conversation around Tannehill
is. I think there's truth to that, but, like, it just boggles my mind. Okay, so it's so much better to pick 8th than to pick, like, 16th, 18th or what. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's a very inexact science in the draft, and I just don't understand. You've seen your team play for 4 games. You've seen, too good, too bad. But really, to me, too good, too bad. The one bad really kind of going to one guy. Maybe that's part of this too, because it was this guy we're talking about.
Sure.
I mean, you got a team that could be good, I think.
Well, yeah, I think they can be good. I do not think they can win a Super Bowl, which I think is what LD's kind of talking about there, like with the fan base. Like if you can't win a Super Bowl, what are you really going to gain at the end of the year? Now, just because I don't think they can win a Super Bowl doesn't mean that they actually can't. And the other part of this, like, is there are people that want to see Levis play, and I understand the thought behind that, but, like, what if he's not ready? Like, he's not ready to be the backup right now. He's quarterback 3 with the Titans right now. So if Vrabel doesn't even think he's good enough to be their backup in the game right now, what makes you think that putting him out there and playing him at this stage is productive? Like, there is such a thing as playing a young guy too early, right? And I know Richardson's getting experience, and he looks okay. Stroud looks great right now. There's no question about it. So you're looking in your own division, and you're saying, well, those two teams are getting a start with their young quarterbacks, and they're having some moderate success with it. That doesn't mean that, like, if Levis was playing for the Titans right now, that the Titans are sitting here at 2-2 and that they're right in the thick of things in the division. You can play guys too early. That does happen in the NFL all the time.
Yeah. Look, I think those guys, there's a lot of promise. Stroud has been excellent, and then Richardson's shown a lot of promise, so good for them. But that's the situation they're in. It's either that, Davis Mills and Minshew are not Tannehill.
Right.
So, all due respect to your guy, Davis Mills.
Love that guy.
So, look, I don't think those teams are going to make the playoffs. I don't know if the Titans will, but I believe sitting here today, the Titans have a better chance of making the playoffs than those teams. Look, now here's a text that says, yes, fans would rather see the assessment of the two backups versus maybe going with a winning record in the playoffs just to lose in the first round. What percentage of fans feel that way, truly? Like, you don't want your team to have a crack at the playoffs? It's just, let's just see the backups and suck. And like that draft, let's see some mock drafts. I mean, I know that you only get to see your team play 17 days out of 365, but let's talk draft right now. Also, what are we doing? Do you like football? Do you like the game of football? Or do you just want to see freaking mock drafts? And what are we talking about?
Let's quickly go to our 102.5 The Game phone line and welcome in Jason. Jason, good morning. We got about 30 seconds.
All right, real quick. Tannehill is at his worst of the last couple of years because our offensive line has been abysmal.
True.
Horrible. And this is a small market team that even when Derrick Henry was approaching 2,000 yards in a season, only this fan base was talking MVP. Right? We get overlooked all the time. Tannehill's probably one of the best quarterbacks we've had. If you look at his record, if you look at when he's got a solid offensive line and a good play, good teammates around him. Just 2 cents.
Yep. Thanks for the call, Jason. Appreciate it. I mean, I don't think it's even arguable. He's the second greatest quarterback in Titans history. Like, it is what it is.
We were talking, how close is he to in 2020? We're talking,
how close is he getting?
Yeah. Right.
615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Vanderbilt head coach Clark Lee. We'll look ahead to Vanderbilt and Florida coming up this weekend. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Wednesday morning. We'll have Paul Kuharsky from paulkuharsky.com coming up at the 8 o'clock hour. Looking forward to that. We're scheduled to be joined shortly by Vanderbilt head coach Clark Lee. Make sure you tune in to 94.9 The Fan this Saturday at 2:30 for our college football game of the week. Alabama taking on Texas A&M, presented by Twin Peaks. Take your tailgate to Twin Peaks for scenic views of all the hottest college football games across the country and home of the 29-degree beer. It'll be an interesting one coming up this weekend between Jimbo, Nick Saban, Texas A&M, and Alabama, the game at A&M. Tennessee fans will be watching that one pretty closely coming up this weekend.
Yes, and to me, Tennessee fans should be rooting hard for A&M.
I agree.
Think that's the rooting interest. Then you have you got a big game, maybe a little bit of a letdown for them, but you get a bigger game at home. And also, that would basically make Alabama's season toast at this point. I mean, that program.
Second loss, yeah.
You're playing for national championships or whatever. So that also, to me, would increase your chances of going down there and getting them a second year in a row. Though Alabama certainly will be remembering last year and will be bringing the cigars.
Dustin from Hopkinsville, going back to the Tannehill conversation, says, we're 1 year away from this anyway, this conversation, talking common sense, winning mentality. Every day we keep Tannehill and Henry at their age, we're losing trading stock. This is from Dustin from Hopkinsville on the text line.
Huge trading stock there. I mean, that they looked in the offseason, you know. I mean, this was not a guarantee that they were going to do this, and they did it. So I think that tells you a little bit about the stock. Now, look. We talked about last week. It's like, okay, get to 1-5 or something. If you can get a pick and move Tannehill to somebody who needs a good quarterback and has other pieces in place, okay. But
they're not going to be 1-5.
Yeah, they're not going to be 1-5. So, again, I just don't understand. Like, you don't want mediocrity. I get it. So build something new. Someone text that. Okay. Well, they've drafted quarterbacks. I think Levis is going to be the guy who gets an opportunity to be in command of something new.
He's going to play at some point.
So that's going to happen. But if it happened now, you'd lose. So great. Someone's like, oh, it is better to pick 8th than 16th. Well, if that's all you care about in a draft where just go through every draft, go through the Titans drafts, go through the Titans high picks over the years and go through some, you know, what are their best picks? What are their best picks in recent years? You know, it's like
Marcus
Simmons
at number two.
Right, Marcus went number two. You got Corey Davis at number five.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you got A.J. Brown in the second round.
Henry
who's twice the
round.
Receiver that Corey Davis is. You got Henry in the second round, who's one of the greatest players in franchise history.
Byard.
And you got, Byard in the third round. You got Jeff Simmons at 19. It just stop it. I mean, just stop. I mean, if you can get the number one pick or something, okay, at some point, tank away.
Sure.
Bears, good job blowing that game last week. But that's not what this team is. Why wouldn't you want to have winning football and have a chance to do something? You do have a chance when you get the postseason. There are examples in this league, many of them, of teams that didn't look like any kind of contender who then went on runs in the postseason, 2019 Titans among them.
Well, and again, to me, if you were going to be bad this year, it would be for one of two reasons. This is just me. Now, maybe other people disagree. Like, if you wanted to purposely tank this year, it would be for one of the quarterbacks, which you're going to go draft another quarterback after you've drafted two the last couple of years. I don't know, maybe. Whatever you want to do. Or it would be for Marvin Harrison Jr. Those are the two reasons I'm tanking this year if I'm the Titans. Other than that, I mean, there's pretty good depth in this draft. You can find a good player at, you know, number 15 overall, if that's where you end up.
And again, you just
– or number 18 and number 19, wherever.
No coaches and players in this league tank. They don't. Now, I promise you Vrabel doesn't tank. Never will. So, you can make moves. Owner GM maybe can have that mindset.
For sure.
And then that's who you play to do that, okay? But – it's just the Titans are gonna win 6-7 games this year, for sure. I think they could win 9-10, but they're gonna win 6 or 7.
I got a texter that says, "Just think how much more confidence you'd have if Hendon Hooker was on the sideline, getting more and more ready to play, getting healthier. Even if that's for next year, for the future of the Titans." That's from a named texter.
And just think of all the Vols fans who would not be slapped in the face.
There is that.
By this organization.
Would you feel better about it if Hooker was on the sideline? Just because he couldn't play?
Well, I said
you're a Titans fan?
I said last year I thought Hooker was a better prospect than Levis.
Right, but I'm saying, like, if you're one of those fans, if they had drafted Hooker, and he's not healthy enough to play right now, would you feel better about the direction that the Titans are going with Tannehill? Or would you say, I just get some scrub out there until Hooker's ready and get a draft pick for next year?
Yeah. I think it has more to do with the other two quarterbacks end up being cheeks, and we're just going to be further behind the division, not possibly getting our quarterback until 20. Well, yeah. At some point, there is going to be a next quarterback, and you hope that next quarterback's good.
Dustin texted back.
Will Levis is going to get a chance to be that guy.
Dustin texted back and said, "What's so bad about going for Caleb Williams and having him and Levis? Well, at some point, you have to draft other positions. That's what's bad about it."
I know.
Like, if you're going with Levis, they've already drafted two quarterbacks in the top three rounds in the last 2 years. You can't draft quarterbacks every year.
So, again, going for Caleb Williams, I mean, knowing what we know about this team, you have to.
By the way, they've already lost out on that. Chicago's not winning two games this year.
I mean, come on. Like, knowing what you know about this team, they may not be great, but they're not bad. Right? Can we agree on that? Like, you can't. So, going for him. So, you actually want Vrabel. You want these guys to actually just actively just go out there and just dribble down their legs every Sunday and get their butts kicked. It's just, what are we talking about here, guys?
Yeah, I don't get it. I understand. Look, if the opportunity came for you to draft a Caleb Williams, great. That'd be awesome. But it's not where they're at right now. They just drafted Levis. You're going to draft Levis and then say, well, we're never going to actually see if he can play or not. We're going to go draft Caleb Williams next. And then you'll trade Levis, which, by the way, if you traded Levis at that point, you won't get a second-round pick for him.
Yeah.
So you just flushed a second-round pick down the drain. It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, the bigger complaint is right now that this team, which has quite a bit to offer but has some holes, could have had a third and a second-round pick of football players who aren't quarterbacks who would be helping it. And if those were good choices, what would that mean right now? You know? What would that mean to maybe your defense or your offensive line or your receiving core? I mean, that's, to me, the better complaint. Andrew says, why are y'all even entertaining all these crazy people? We don't need to call them crazy people, Andrew. What a waste of breath with tanking and benching Tannehill at 2-2. You don't have to acknowledge all the insane folks. I don't think they're insane. Look, I think they're misguided. And I think it's just, like, so pointless. So maybe this has been a pointless show. Have we blown it today? Is this a pointless show?
We're not the ones that put the betting odds for Ryan Tannehill to be the first quarterback benched, which is how this whole thing began. That was not us. That was Vegas, as they say. The bookies out there.
Yeah, we let Vegas bring us to here.
We let
Vegas bring us to this discussion. But
we did.
It's just, when I saw that, I was like, what? It just boggles the mind. But there are, for people who don't follow the team, I get it. Look, like I said, I went on with Zach Kiefer on this Athletic podcast this week, and that's what people want to know about the Titans. You know, how much longer with Henry and Tannehill? That was the question. That's a different – those guys need to be separated in that discussion. But, people, it is an interesting situation, with everything that's gone on, that you still are doing what you're doing. But the thing is, it gives you the best chance of winning right now. And so if you have them still on your team – and I shouldn't say them. I should say Tannehill. I mean, Henry is still, to me, one of the top what? Top what backs in this league?
He's top five or six, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say 5 to 7.
Yeah.
Top 5 to 7 backs in this league. So, but they're just tied together.
They are.
Right. Whether they should be or not. I think there's a real chance that they are on different teams next year. One of them here, one of them not.
Andrew from Dover says the Giants need some help. Trade Willis to the Giants for some extra draft picks.
You'll just get a haul.
Trading everybody.
You'll get a haul for that. From Malik Willis, you'll be a big haul back from the Giants.
I do wonder if the Giants are sitting here today going, how much money did we just give Daniel Jones? Which was a horrendous decision at the time that we talked about here on the show, but that one's looking good. That'll work out well.
Yeah, the whole Daboll and Daniel Jones, that didn't look too, that didn't look like great coach QB chemistry the other night. But, I mean, Daboll's sitting there like, did you really just throw that pick? I mean, that pick six, yeah, that's still
up. Threw the tablet back on the bench. Oh, he's just like, all right, I'm disgusted with you. I'm walking away.
Yeah, like Daniel Jones is kind of like just not answering him. So, yeah, that's worked out well. LD says, I have no idea if the Titans are good, bad, or ugly. Been a Jekyll and Hyde show. Yeah, I agree.
I have no clue.
But you don't know that they're bad, right? I mean, you can't come off the last game and say, get this team out of here. Caleb Williams. How?
615-737-1025, our phone number. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, it's time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexrode. You can check it out every morning at 745 here on the program. You're listening to Robbie and Rexrode, 1025-1063, the game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment, let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
Buckle up, everybody.
This is so frustrating.
What the hell is wrong with people?
That time of the day, time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rex Road. You can check it out every morning at 7:45 here on the program. Joe Rex Road's rant of the day. Joe, the floor is yours. Paul Kaharsky in studio with us now as well. Looking forward to him joining us for the next hour and change here on the program. PK, how are we doing?
Greetings. I'm well. Thank you.
All right, that's enough out of you. It's my rant.
Go.
So, actually, I think I should probably plan these rants maybe with PK in mind. This one works out pretty well today. It's about my haircut yesterday. Okay. Now, apologies to both of you.
Yeah, okay? Thanks.
Bald is beautiful. Okay, but and I don't have much going on. I don't have much going for me. But at 50, I got some lettuce, so I mean, I'll take it, right?
Sure.
So in the meantime, I go to a pretty cheap place, get cheap haircuts. I've had the same haircut since fourth grade. Our little friend Andrew likes to call me Lego hair, but it's simple. I've gone to like places where you pay more, and it's like it's the same haircut, man. Right? So I go in them, and I'm also glad you're here, PK, because I'm not going to do what you would tell me to do. I'm not going to specify the business, okay? It's a place where you can get low-cost haircuts.
Okay.
I will tell – I do feel like there's a little PSA element to this, so it's near a Jets and a McDonald's and a T-Bell and a Kroger and a Publix, so if you can figure that out, then okay. More power to you. You might want to stay away from this place.
Okay.
I walked in. And I've come to know the women who work there. They're great. We have banter. They do a good job. They're all gone. It's all new employees. And it's like, what the heck just happened in here? What is like? This is a total house cleaning. These are all new people. What is going on? But, you know, I signed in. I need to get a haircut. So I wait and I go to my chair. And I probably should have known I was in trouble when the woman punched me in the chin as she was trying to put the bib on me and
yes.
Stuff. It was a very uncomfortable
situation.
Make sure
you're awake, yeah.
And just the conversation, you know, like it's the most simple haircut in the world. It's like a 5-guard and blended in. Like that's it. 5-guard, blended in.
Sure.
That's it. And just the back and forth about what that meant and everything, I'm like, have you cut hair before?
That's not good.
And then, after like minutes of silence, have you ever seen an elk in the wild? What? I'm a little bit like, so, just trying to hang in there. And it just feels weird. It's just the whole thing doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
I look up after she's done the size and everything. I look up and I'm like, what have you done to my head? I look like Johnny Unitas in 1957. I mean, I just want – I can't take this microphone up. Look, I'm just going to try to show the camera this, okay? This is for video. Look.
Oh, boy.
I think it looks pretty good. It looks like your mom like combed it and
she chopped it she chopped my. You think it looks okay?
Yeah.
She chopped like there's nothing here.
It's annoying when people with hair really get it deep into the.
It really pisses me
off.
Sorry. This is the. I mean, I guess because I have Lego hair, I can make it work. But like, there's supposed to be hair left here. Just completely hacked me.
You know, this is not a visual medium.
I'm just saying, man. I was freaked out, and I just had to get out of there. And I don't think I'm going to go back. And this is a place that I've gone for many years, and she seemed like a nice woman, and I think that she has cut some hair before, okay? I mean, she has to have cut some hair before.
I would hope.
Right. Like, it's not a complete butchering, but, like, when you say blend it in, you don't chop everything in the front. You see this?
I see it. It's not as bad as I think you're thinking that it is.
Yeah. Tomorrow he'll try again with the rant.
Yeah. Hey, this is a bad haircut, okay?
Also a bad rant.
It's a bad – see, I do not need Kaharsky commenting on my rant in real time in the rant.
Well, did you answer her question about whether or not you've seen an elk in the wild?
I was like, no. I've not.
Never before?
No, I've not seen an elk in the wild.
They have elk in Michigan?
That's something to add to your bucket list.
There are elk, yeah, but I've not seen an elk in the wild. So I just.
You know what I do with my haircuts? I walk out to my garage, and if I cut off something that I'm not looking to cut off, it's fine because it's all coming off anyway. That's why I encourage, if you could be bald, just give it a shot, man.
Yeah, we both choose this. By the way, it's fashionable.
Right. Oh, no, for sure. No, yeah. No, obviously, this is purely voluntary for you guys. Somebody on the text line is talking about using a Flobee.
I don't understand your reluctance to name names. I mean, the rant is completely watered down with your reluctance to name names. You should come in here every other day at least with a complaint about someone or something specific. These vague general rants. I mean, I'll send in a recorded rant and I'll show you what a rant is.
I can't do it because I don't know if the other new people there are good or bad. So
you complain about this specific woman, the blonde woman with the mustache who sat at chair 3 at Supercuts in Nolensville was terrible.
Yeah, some people asked me if I tipped her. I still gave her a tip too.
I'm
sorry.
Jeez. Keith says the only difference between a good haircut and a bad haircut is 2 weeks. Just give it some time.
I agree. It'll be fine. But today it's really, I mean, it's like, dude, like, what are you doing? Sorry.
So that's the one strike. They're done. You're not going back. It's been years of service. Now it's just one and done.
If I happen to get her again, I can't do that. And I guess I could go just in
and say anybody but her.
Anybody but her.
But that's the thing. Maybe they are all bad now.
Well, you got to rotate through the badness and then find a new place.
Yeah, there's a place that's a little bit more money that's actually closer to home. I'll probably just do that. But I went there a while ago, and it was like, oh, it's the same haircut. So why pay like $8 more for the same haircut, you know?
I mean, I agree with you.
Yeah. But I guess I'll probably do that. Because at least I can count on it. I mean, you can't chop me like this.
I mean, maybe it just requires a specific conversation next time you sit down with this woman of, hey, you know, cutting the middle of the hair here is not exactly what I had in mind last time we did this. Let's try to be better this time.
Yeah.
Let's look for improvement together.
I could do that. I don't know.
Or you could say, I ranted about you on the radio without your name, but what's your name?
Next time we're getting a little personal on the radio.
I could teach you some tactics, but. I don't think you'd be a very good student.
Well, I try to be, you know, I try to be decent to people unlike you, you know? Like, everybody's not
from
New Jersey.
I'm decent to people. If they do a good job, I tell them they did a good job. And if they do a bad job, I tell them they did a bad job. That's American business.
I mean, we've already enjoyed one of Kuharsky's earlier rants today on the program today that from a Denver press box.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about you and Benjamin Albright.
You're a guy.
Hey, this is John Robinson. It was it's your source. You talk to him, huh?
Week six, they changed quarterbacks, and he said, I told you in the preseason there was a quarterback changing a foot.
That's right. Did he actually come over to our side and talk trash, and then
yeah.
you started yelling at him?
Yeah.
I thought you yelled at him first.
Well, he tweeted.
Oh, he tweeted something. He
tweeted something. Oh, I was like, yeah, you really called that one 6 weeks early. Good job. You're all over it.
Yeah.
Take a victory lap.
Then he came over and said something to you, right?
I was locking Fora there.
He came over and said something to you, and that's when you're like, hey, Benjamin, you ever seen that guy before? His name's John Robinson.
You have any sources, Benjamin?
Gave him the business.
That was good stuff.
But he called him out by name. Unlike
by
you'll
name,
do
to his face. Right. Unlike you. No names and
no
hiding behind a microphone.
I call people out by name sometimes. I don't know her name. And also, I didn't realize it was as bad a haircut as it was until I got home and I started trying to pull at the front of my hair. I'm like, holy crap, she chopped me.
I think if you said nothing about your haircut, no one would say it was bad.
You're probably right. Now everybody knows.
Got a texture that says the hair place could be like the Titans. One good week, one bad week.
Exposing yourself.
Just got to get back. Give it a shot. 615-737-1025.
Get that
phone
rookie
number.
Bartender in there. Bartender. Barber in there.
Well, if you had a bartender in there, yeah. that would really help you get through it.
That really would. That'd be my kind of place.
Coming up next, we'll be joined by Paul Kuharsky from PaulKuharsky.com for the next hour. I hear he's pretty good, too. We'll talk all things Tennessee Titans with him. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.